Episode 2455, Boundaries Are a Blessing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I know sometimes things get crazy. And you know what? Just go for the fast food. You go for the easy, the processed stuff. But today, come on, I want you to think about your life differently. It is all about Wellness Wednesday. Boundaries are a blessing. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What if you could do anything you wanted with how you lived your life? Would that get you all that you want in life? Boundaries are a blessing. When we were children, right, our parents and caregivers, they set boundaries. Our teachers, you know, our principals, right? You do this, you do that. We had boundaries. And at that moment, boundaries were the last thing we ever wanted. You didn't want to have to do what the teacher said. You didn't want to definitely have to do what mom said. Playing with our friends, staying up late, talking on the phone forever. These are just to name a few, right? We want to do those things our way. Fast forward to teen into college years, and boundaries are the last thing we are considering. You want it, you go and do it. And in my opinion, it's gotten even worse. The immediate syndrome sends boundaries flying. There are no boundaries. I want it. I go grab it. Listen to the news. Just look outside into your neighborhood, right? How are people reacting with each other? Notice I say reacting, not responding. Who needs to save money? Who needs to watch what we eat? Who needs to exercise more? Who needs to go to bed earlier? Who needs to eat more vegetables? Who needs to sing more rather than yell? The list goes on, and I'm sure you're thinking of a few, 10 right now. But overall, if we are honest with ourselves and how we see things, boundaries are a blessing. Think about what boundaries do for you, just for a moment. I know you don't want to because you're already thinking, she's going to tell me I can't have this, and that's exactly what I'm going to want for the next 12 hours. It's crazy how that works. Well, in the past, boundaries might have kept you from mixing with the wrong crowd at the wrong time. That's positive. What about boundaries may have held you back from doing drugs? Or maybe doing too many drugs if you tried drugs, right? Maybe boundaries increased your intentions when it comes to who you date or how you parent. Boundaries might even define what you need in a trouble or even focused season when things aren't going so well. But you have boundaries and you're like, okay, I know I shouldn't eat that half gallon of ice cream. Maybe I only really need 3 scoops. There is a difference. Boundaries are a blessing. And with boundaries, what? Comes consequences. Consequences, good or bad, help to reinforce the boundaries. And most of us don't even want to go this far, because we look at only what we want and we don't see past the ramifications of our actions. So look at your lifestyle, from your nutrition to sleep patterns to workouts and movements to anxiety and stress. Are you keeping yourself in check when it comes to living a holistic life? For example, when your body becomes inflamed, right? There's inflammation happening. Maybe you're bloated. Maybe you even see a little bit of puffiness, not only in your body, but up around your face, right? Underneath your eyes. Have you ever woken up going, oh my gosh, did I get slugged while I was sleeping? No, your body is reacting to most likely what you ate or something that happened to you prior to it. And your body's going, oh my gosh, I can't handle this. So it's reacting. And what do? You go and you pop the ibuprofen or the acetaminophen and down some antacids. Yet we fuss more when vegetables are suggested for living a healthier life. Wouldn't that be nice if we would just eat more fiber, eat more green leafy vegetables? But we're like, gosh, I really don't even want to eat one because it's not convenient. I got to cook them. And even the stuff in the canned food isn't that tasty. I'd much rather grab this or go get fried that. right? Yet at the same time, remember, what are we doing? We're saying, oh, we want to relieve our symptoms and still do what we're doing. Why is it that we keep pushing the envelope to do what we know we should not be doing? It all goes back to our younger years. We want it our way or the highway. And most of us are not willing to put in the work, yet we're going to suffer those consequences. So take a hard, honest look at your lifestyle holistically. I want you to look at all areas. Yes, I know this is all about Wellness Wednesday, but wellness also incorporates well-being. And here at Create Your Now, it's not about honing in on one little itty-bitty thing, because that one little itty-bitty thing is going to affect a lot of things. I go back to the fairy tale of the princess and the pea, right? And she has this pea under how many mattresses? Yet it still disrupts her sleep. Yet it's just such a little thing. And that changes everything. Her attitude, how she looks at life, what she's doing next, how she wakes up in the morning, how is she going to handle the situation? Little things do matter. And so I really want you to take an honest look at your lifestyle. I've been doing the same thing. What do you need to celebrate? And what boundaries do you need to reestablish? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reestablish your boundaries. For me, it's most challenging to keep something going when the temptation appears to have a greater reward. How is it for you? Are you one who's tempted and you're like, oh yeah, I could go for that? And you're like, oh, and for a second, you've got like, oh, that willpower takes over. I can do this. But the second later, which is now you're 2 seconds in to almost 3 seconds in, you're already talking yourself out of what you should be doing and accepting the temptation, full reward and all. And you're going, yeah, and you're celebrating it inside. And then 10 minutes later hits. And you're like, why in the heck did I do that? Mm-hmm. You know. Now, intuitively, we know that keeping to what benefits us is best, but you know how temptation works, especially when stress or life happens, right? You give in. You like the reward, and it sets off something in your brain that says, uh-huh, those endorphins go wild, and you're like, yeah, feels so good since my day's been so horrible. So what can you do to secure your boundaries so they become a part of your everyday, even with temptations? I want to break it down. It's 3 basic ones. Number 1, be bold with the best. Number 2, set yourself up for success. And number 3, take aim for the next step. It's that one step, right? So let's go back. Be bold with the best. You've got to do what you know is best for you. And I have probably said it to myself thousands of times. Whether I'm looking at my reflection in my refrigerator or in my mirror. And I go for that, oh my gosh, temptation. And I'm like, you know, when you work out, you're going to feel great. You're going to be tired and sweaty, but you know, you love the feeling at the end. And then I'm at the refrigerator going, mm-hmm, I love that root beer float. I'm going for that this time. Even though you have grapes and apples sitting right in front of you, celery and broccoli, but you're like, yeah, I don't think so. For whatever reason, you've got to be able to say, okay, what am I going to do that's for me? How do I set myself up for success? So how can you be bold with the best? Maybe you need to clean out your refrigerator. Seriously, take it all out, check it all, and start brand new. And you're like, but that's throwing away money. Yes, but guess what? In 10 years, where are you going to be? Where's your health going to be? And I'm being serious here. Because we don't take ourselves seriously. We think that, oh, tomorrow's going to come. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. You have this moment in time. So be bold with the best. Find something feeling-wise, not emotional, but feeling-wise, to attach to that's going to gravitate you to making the best decision. Maybe you need to set up a reward system to go shopping. And you say, okay, for every 10 pounds or for every 10 days that I go, whatever it is for you, maybe it's 10 minutes. And I know that sounds crazy, but if you need a reward like that short term, then go for it. This is what you need to do. Be bold with the best. So you can, what? Number two, set yourself up for success. Preparation is key. So look at your weekly schedule. This week is kind of crazy. I'm kind of all over the place. I'm driving here and there. I'm doing stuff. I'm recording. I'm writing. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't even keep my head on straight. And that doesn't even come with taking care of the family and making sure bills are being paid and doing laundry. And, you know, it's called the dishes, dinner, and dogs. Or maybe it should be the dinner, dishes, and dogs. Either way you look at it, it's kind of messy, isn't it? So why not set yourself up for success? Preparation is key. If you know you're going to have longer nights, a few nights, instead of running through the drive-thru, which I know is so tempting, and once in a while is okay, but every single other day, no, it's not okay. Let's be real. That stuff is loaded with sodium. Just for that reason alone, not for any other reason, but flooding your body with way too much salt. So why not cook a chicken, a whole chicken? You eat half the chicken one night, and two nights later, you eat the other half doing something else. Maybe you have chicken fajitas. It's a totally different meal. Grilled chicken, and then chicken fajitas. You sauce it up a little bit differently, and you can spread it out in your week so you don't have to have chicken back to back. Then you can cook another dish. It's starting to get chilly. So maybe you want to make some homemade chili or your favorite chicken noodle soup. So you have that. In fact, that chicken that you use, depending, maybe you cook a big chicken or two chickens or even a good sized turkey, even a turkey breast, and you can have it over two or three nights. Now, it doesn't have to be one right after the other. You can make leftovers not feel like leftovers. Let me tell you, mama here, of five, oh yeah, we made everything like it was fresh, but it wasn't always fresh. You learn the tricks of the trade. So set yourself up for success. Preparation is key. And finally, number three, take aim for the one step, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have got to determine where you're headed before you even get there. So what is it going to be for you right now today when you're looking at yourself holistically? All areas. Maybe you've got workouts and eating down awesome. Maybe you're even drinking plenty of water, but maybe it's sleep that you're lacking. Maybe it's that devotional time with God that says, you know what? I've really been missing something. You know what it is in your life. It's time to get real. Because if you're about change, if you're about transformation, if you're about doing your life the way God is designing it for you, because He's got big dreams for you, bigger than even you can imagine. But if you let your health and your attitude and your, oh, I got this, it's going to get in the way of what He has promised you. You deserve more. So it's time to be bold with the best, set yourself up for success, and take aim for the next step. Go for it. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.